The soul of the machine god surrounds thee. The power of the machine god invests thee. The hate of the machine god drives thee. The machine god endows thee with life. Live! Welcome to the Regimental Vox, a podcast dedicated to all things Warhammer and wargaming in general. I am your host and Vox operator for the evening, Caleb Meyer. It is Friday, January 24th, 2020. I know this is coming a bit later on in the week. This is also episode 64, just FYI. 64! We'll get into all the reasonings and whatnot and everything else here in a moment. We got a lot of stuff to cover. We've got the LVO preview, obviously. We still got some pre-order who's and what's that's coming out and whatnot. So all sorts of goodies to discuss. But as far as what's going on in my neck of the woods, for starters, earlier this week I was sick for a couple days, missed a couple days of work. There's been like flu-y type crap going around. My supervisor was sick for a couple days last week. I've had a couple friends and acquaintances that have been very, very ill for several days on end, shit like that. So it's just kind of been going around. It was just eventually it was going to be my turn. So I'm still a little congested, as you can probably hear. I get really bad chronic congestion in general, which sucks, but getting sick just made it way worse. And I was actually ready to go. I was going to do the episode yesterday. I was good to go and stuff, but I had kind of forgotten even about the LVO preview last night at first, because of being, once again, being sick for a couple of days. Just as much as I love Warhammer, I was feeling like garbage, so that was kind of the focal point. Once I was like, wait a second, the LVO preview is tonight at midnight, being yesterday, Thursday, the 23rd. So I was like, I'm just going to wait. It just made the most sense to just be like, well, I'll have the time in the morning. Admittedly, time's a little tight today. I got some other crap I got to take care of and do. But it was just like, well, might as well just, you know, wait a little bit and get this done. So that's what we're doing. So we're going to cover the LVO and shit, but other than that, not a whole lot going on in my neck of the woods right now. Beyond that, just same old shit. So, but we'll get into all the preview-y stuff and whatnot. As a side note, my initial plans for this episode, not following through on my original plans because I was like, oh wait, LVO, that's right, let's do that instead. So I do have something special planned for the next episode. It might be another series of episodes. I'm going to go over some of the stuff of the new Caradhron Overlords and Disciples of Tzeentch battle tomes. So we'll get into that stuff, not today, but in the near future. Let's go ahead and as a side note, today's episode will likely be a little bit shorter just because I am putting off that bigger content until next week when I have more time to focus on it. But we still got some good shit to cover today, so let's get up on all the other stuff before we get into the LVO shit. So, as far as stuff we got going on right now, pre-order-wise, we've currently got the planned Exorcist pre-orders are available, the Penitent Engines, Hospitaller, and that Judith Aruda Fruta Buddha, whatever her name is. Those are all available for pre-order right now for Sisters of Battle. We also have the Psychic Awakening Ritual of the Damned book that's available for pre-order, alongside the Dark Angels Master Lazarus model. So those are all available right now for pre-order. They did put up a pre-order preview, though, so stuff that'll start being available for pre-order this Saturday at this point. I'm pretty sure it would be this Saturday. Yeah, it should be. That these will start being available for pre-order. So for starters, there's the Ogroid Myrmidon for Warcry. Really badass looking model, actually. The Warcry models are fantastic that they've been putting out. They have a new Warcry warband available, the Spire Tyrants, which is kind of aesthetically kind of like the old Marauders and such, just kind of more along that line of aesthetic. So if you're looking for maybe some, you know, unique looking models that would fit well with the Marauder line, this might be a good choice. So, but they did also announce, though, too, that they're going to be adding a bunch of new warbands to Warcry, the non-chaos warbands. They've added in some new stuff, with, like, to some previous warbands that were available. So the Mirmor and Banshees will be added into the Night Haunt. There you go, babe. You're welcome. As well as Gloomspite Gits will be getting Sneaky Snufflers. They added those. There might be some other ones that are being added in now too. But there's also just previously not available warbands. We're going to have Beasts of Chaos, Disciples of Tzeentch. I think that's more like demons and stuff, I think. Then we got Caradhran Overlords, Ogre Maw Tribes, Ossiarch Bone Reapers, Skaven, Slaves to Darkness. There's a new, the Stormcast Eternals, it's the Warrior Chamber. Yeah, and as a side note, the Disciples of Tzeentch one is demon specifically, because there's also a Tzeentch Arcanites warband that will be available. So that's pretty cool. There's some new terrain sets coming out, the Ravaged Lands Soldrain Forest. So if you're looking for a kit that's got a bunch of trees as well as just debris for your field, it looks like it's got some pretty decent looking stuff. So no real buildings or anything with this one. So they're also doing some pre-orders on the Necromunda, the Enforcers. The Palantine Subjugator Patrol will be available for pre-order as well. So, and then they're also adding in more of the Corpse Grinder Cult guys available separately too. So if you play a lot of Necromunda, boom, there you go. You've got some cool looking dice for it, as well as some terrain. Actually, I think is this new terrain? I think this is old terrain. But still, they have that available. They just want to let you know. And then there's some more stuff for Middle Earth. So I don't, once again, that's just not my thing. I've heard it's good, but I'm just not really into it myself. So, but if I had enough people that told me, hey, we want to hear some more details on Middle Earth shit, as opposed to just skipping over it, let me know and I'll consider it. So, there's also a bunch of new books coming out for the Black Library, or rather, they're like paperback releases of previously hardcover-only books. There is, however, like a limited edition of, The Father of Faith. Oh, okay. This is like an omnibus, I guess. At first I was like, oh, what's the name of this book? Let's see here. It is. My apologies. It's just they have this worded really weird. So the Covenant series, it's an Inquisition series for those who are unfamiliar. They're putting out a special edition of Incarnation. So it's going to be limited to 750 copies. So probably another one of those completely gone before anybody could do anything about it sort of situations, but it is what it is. So, but yeah, so that's all the stuff that's going to be being available for pre-order starting this weekend. So yeah, so that's all the new cool stuff that's coming out for pre-order, as well as all the stuff that's being released tomorrow at this point, in the case of the stuff that was pre-orderable starting last week. Anyway, I'm getting sidetracked here. Moving on, we have a new Humble Bundle available from the Black Library, Tales of Warhammer 2020. This looks like it's all like ebooks. I don't think there's anything in here that is audiobook. But we got some really good stuff in here. So we've got Tier 1 has Horus Rising, Dark Imperium, Resurrection, which is the first book in that Covenant series I mentioned. The Great Betrayal and Soul Wars will all be available for Tier 1. At Tier 2, you also get No No Fear, The Devastation of Baal, The Carrion Throne, Blackstone Fortress, The Rise of Nagash, and the Callus and Toil, is that what it is? I can't even read that there. The Silver Shard. Let's see here. Callus and Toll. Okay, there we go. I managed to blow up the picture. And then lastly, Tier 3, we've got the Buried Dagger. This, of course, you gotta go with the Primarch with the difficult name. Robo Girly Man. Robute Guillemin. Depending on who you ask, it's pronounced a million different ways. But we'll go with Robo Girly Man. Then we got Watchers of the Throne, the Emperor's Legion. Honorbound, which is one I haven't read that I really wanted to. The Makarian Crusade, which is an omnibus all about, the Makarian Crusade. Spear of Shadows. And lastly, The Talon of Horus, which is the first Black Legion book. ADB needs to get on making more of those. So, fantastic, you know, selection of books to read. And pretty cheaply, I think, too. Let me see what we're at right now. $1 for Tier 1. $10 gets you Tier 2. And $18 gets you all three tiers. So, fantastic deals for anybody who's looking to get a lot of books. So, that's available right now. I should have double-checked, though. How long is that good for? There it is. Oh, and I forgot to mention, too, it's in multiple languages for each book. It's still got 19 days to go, so you've got some time. Don't miss out if you're interested. Alright, so we are going to cover one more thing. We're going to take a quick break after that, and then after the break we'll get into the LVO preview and wrap up this episode. Like I said, a bit shorter one, just because it's going to save the main content for next week's episode. So, they did end up, the day after I recorded the last episode, they did a Dark Angels focus for Ritual of the Damned. So for those who are unfamiliar, Dark Angels are traitors that are not traitors, but they're loyalist, but they're not loyalist. It's a whole mess of stuff. So they're part of the Ritual of the Damned book. Finally getting a lot of the Primaris goodies and everything else here. But let's cover what they previewed here. For starters, they previewed stuff about Master Lazarus, which, once again, my personal opinion is he's a pretty flat, boring model, but that's just me. Maybe it's not just me. I don't know. Hey, voice your opinions. Go to the Facebook and voice your opinions. He's got this sword, Enmity's Edge, which is it's got some boosts against Psyker specifically, but for starters, it's strength plus 2, so I'm envisioning he's probably striking at strength 4 or 5, so 6 or 7. AP neg 4, so that's pretty powerful, with damage D3, and when resolving an attack made with this weapon against a Psyker unit, you can reroll the wound roll, and you can reroll the damage roll, so that's pretty good. At strength plus 2, a lot of Psyker units, you're typically going to be looking at toughness 3 or 4. It's not too many that are any bigger or badder than that. So quite a few of them you're going to be wounding on 2s or 3s in many cases. Especially with that AP neg 4, a lot of Psykers might have some sort of invulnerable save, but it's usually going to be less than their regular save, their armor save. But most armor is just going to turn to paper around this thing. And being able to reroll the wound roll and the damage roll is pretty nice. So, don't know the rest of his stats, so we don't know how many attacks he gets with it or anything. But he also has the Spirit Shield Helm. When a model in a friendly Dark Angels unit within 6 inches of this model would lose a wound as a result of a mortal wound, roll 1d6. adding one to the result if it is this model that would lose a wound. On a 5-up, that wound is not lost. So this is kind of cool. It basically, you know, it creates a feel-no-pain bubble. But what's cool is that the guy who carries it gets an extra boost. So, kind of a cool idea. I like it. So, and then we've got the addition of combat doctrines with chapter-specific goodies and stuff here. They have the Relentless Hunt, whilst the Devastator Doctrine is active. The range characteristic of all heavy and rapid-fire weapons equipped on Dark Angels units with this ability is increased by 6 inches, and the range characteristic of all assault and pistol weapons equipped on Dark Angels units with this ability is increased by 3 inches. So, that's pretty nice. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not mind-blowing, necessarily. There's some parts of it that are definitely pretty useful. Namely, it even actually mentions here, boosting up Overwatch. You know, if somebody's charging after a deep strike at 9 inches, normally that would make it so that your flamethrowers can't do shit about it. Well, now you can. So, you know, stuff like that will come in handy. But overall, an extra 6 to 3 inches, doesn't make that much of a difference to most Space Marines, I would think. It depends on what you're going up against. And it does work well with the Bolter Discipline by, you know, being able to do the double tap at a little bit longer range. So, you know, it's definitely not a bad thing. They also showed off the Chaplains and Interrogator Chaplains of the Dark Angels now have the Litanies of Battle. And they also have their own special litany, Stoic Prosecution. If this litany is inspiring, when a friendly Dark Angels unit that's within 6 inches of this unit and did not advance or fall back this turn is chosen to shoot with, models in that unit can shoot with ranged weapons as if their unit had remained stationary. So, if you move, instead of getting the neg one on your heavy weapons and shit like that, nope, boom, you get, you know, you go ahead and you get that full ballistic skill. And, I mean, Bolter Discipline, if I'm remembering correctly, still requires you to stay stationary, if I remember right, in order to work. So this allowing you to move and then fire as if you had been stationary, there we go. Then they also have a, let's see here, the Warlord trait, Outrider for Ravenwing. At the start of the first battle round, before the first turn begins, this Warlord and one other Ravenwing unit from your army can move up to 12 inches as if it were your movement phase. They cannot advance as part of this move. Those units must end those moves more than 9 inches away from any enemy models. If both players have units that can move before the first turn begins, the player who is taking the first turn moves their unit first. Units first, excuse me. So that's pretty cool, you know, the ability to just drive right up there. I always feel a little weird, though, you know, well, it would depend on the table, obviously. If you're playing on open ground, oof. But yeah, being out in the open by yourself is generally suicide. However, you can use that as like a, you know, distraction tactic, basically, distraction Carnifex. You know, and admittedly, though, too, if you're getting, like, first turn, you might be able to move them up to 12 inches, then you get first turn, and you gun them forward, and you already are in the enemy's lines and shit, so there's definitely value to be said, if you're going first. If you're going second, may not be as valuable. It depends on the situation, and your terrain is a big thing. If you can't stay out of line of sight, you're gonna have a problem, so. Alright, and then we've got a relic here, the Key of Ashrabal. Acrabal? I don't know. Achrabael. It's just, yeah, weird angelic crapples. So this is a relic for Deathwing. It adds 1 to the strength and attack characteristics of a model with this relic. We already discussed many times how adding 1 to the strength is rarely anything anybody gives a fuck about. But boosting an attack's characteristic is nice. So, and not that, I'm not saying boosting strength is terrible. But if it was the only thing this relic did, in a vacuum, it's an okay relic, we'd have to see the rest of them to actually know one way or another whether it's good. And then we've got a stratagem they showed off for 2CP called Combined Assault. Use the stratagem at the end of your movement phase when you set up a Deathwing unit from your army using the Teleport Strike ability. You can set up that unit wholly within 6 inches of a friendly Ravenwing biker unit that has not advanced this turn and more than 6 inches from any enemy models. Any models that cannot be set up in this way are destroyed. I don't know. The problem with stratagems like this is it's kind of like that Space Wolves hokey pokey thing like we talked about before, that you gotta have this unit and that unit and they have to be in certain positions and stuff like that to make it work, which is kind of a pain in the ass. Now, mind you, being able to be within 6 inches of an enemy model, or, you know, not within 6 inches, but basically, being able to be an extra 3 inches closer than you normally could be on a deep strike is nice. But the whole having to get one model into position and so that you can put the other model into position thing is just kind of annoying. So, but yeah, overall, like what I'm seeing here in the preview, I'm not mind blown by this stuff at all, to be honest. There's some cool stuff, but nothing that's like making me go, oh man, Dark Angels are back, you know. We'll see once the actual full book comes out, but time will tell. We gotta wait a little bit longer for that. So, but I'm gonna take a quick break here. When I come back from the break, we're gonna go over the new announcements from the LVO. So stay tuned.
You're listening to the Regimental Vox. Follow the Regimental Vox on social media by going to facebook.com/theRegimentalVoxPodcast or on Twitter at Regimental Vox. Like what you're hearing? You can help support the show for as little as $1 a month by going to patreon.com/theRegimentalVox today.
Welcome back to the Regimental Vox. As I mentioned before the break, we're going to go over the LVO preview stuff. This was the big reason why I put off this episode until today instead of doing it yesterday. So let's get into this. There was some very, very, very exciting stuff announced last night at the LVO. We'll start off, though, with some of the... They did even a separate article about this, so I will mention this here. Now, Forge World, they are updating all of the books for Forge World, and the GW team is the one doing it. They've been talking about this for a while, so this isn't necessarily new news. What is news about it, though, is the fact that they are moving forward with it now. So, they are going to be... They're basically going to stop the prints of all of the Imperial Armor Index books. So if you have not gotten an index book yet and you need one before the release, like the big official release, whenever that happens, you'll want to pick one up now, because once they're gone, they are gone, and then you'll be without rules until the time comes that they release the actual new books. So keep that in mind. All right, so that was, like I said, I just wanted to get that one out of the way, since that was kind of like a buy now or wait until, you know, for forever hold your peace until GW actually releases those rules. So, but as far as what they've announced beyond that, lots of good shit for multiple game systems. I'm actually going to start from the bottom and kind of work my way up here. They did, of course, announce the Warhammer Heroes for 2019. There's quite a few names for those who are familiar with, you know, the whole dealio. But I just wanted to quick run through those. Thomas Pape, Simon Rook, Anthony Lone, Carl Ellis, Jason Horn, Alex Gonzalez, Brittany Heddleston, Giovanni Taranto, David Nathan Jurgs, Mika Jonsu? I don't know. And John Williams. I apologize to anybody whose names were butchered, but that is what it is. So those were all the new heroes that were added in. So, yeah, the 2020 Warhammer Heroes, excuse me. And it does say that there's going to be more details for that soon. They also did show off the Angels of Death teaser trailer. So that's like the Blood Angels show type thing that they're doing. You know, as far as visually goes, it has a very interesting and distinct look to it. Namely in that it's everything's kind of like black and white except for all of the oranges and reds and things of that nature. Those colors are all colored in, but everything else is black and white. So kind of an interesting artistic decision. The teaser trailer was, to be perfectly honest, it was okay. Some of the voice work that they showed was pretty... like, I was like, wow, this is supposed to be a professional gig. So I was a little shocked by the quality of some of the recording and whatnot. But I understand it's a teaser trailer too, so, you know, it might just be unfinished stuff. But it was a little rough in some spots, so... But yeah, so let's see here. Moving on, with the Horus Heresy, they also showed off a new character model. Keen Za, I think is the guy's name, from the White Scars. Really badass looking model. Very much an old school samurai aesthetic going on with it. Definitely check that model out. It's pretty neat. So... moving on here, we've got, for Blackstone Fortress, actually, Zotes are coming back. Well, as it even says, one Zote. So, this was something that was from, like, way back when in the lore, before the Tiernan High Fleets, had, you know, shown up in the universe and stuff. So, they were kind of a, kind of like a precursor. So to speak. And so, but yeah, it's a pretty cool looking model that they got going with that. So, it's kind of cool to see them kind of dipping into other races and stuff. A lot of people have talked about, you know, maybe at some point having a whole another 40K faction added in from, like, you know, be it Zotes or Loxodol or any of those other weird random aliens that the Imperium has come across in its history, but as of right now, that's it. It's just one singular Zote for Blackstone Fortress. So, moving on, Warhammer Underworlds. We have the Worm Spat. It's a new warband. It's just three models to this warband. And while I'm not really particularly interested in Underworlds itself, I am interested in these models because it is new Magikin stuff. They have like a sorceress with a couple of putrid blight kings. Yes, that's all I'm going to say. Yes, give me now. I want. So moving along here, though, we have the Order Battle Tome for Seraphon. We all knew this was coming soon. Nice to see that it is very soon. They have a really, really, really badass looking terrain piece. But it's exciting to just see them getting an update. The Seraphon, previously lizard men in the old world, were really cool. So it's nice to see them getting some new shit, especially since their book is very old. So, next up, we have the Lumineth Realm Lords. This is the pointy elves. Basically your old school high elves, but updated for Age of Sigmar. So these guys look kind of more like your standard high elf fare, but they very much so have a very strong Age of Sigmar aesthetic going on here. Some of these models, though, look like they're going to be way crazy difficult to do, like transportation-wise and making them not break. The techless model is ridiculous, even. I don't know why he's flying next to his flying monster weird creature thing, but he is. And then this other dude, it doesn't actually have a name, but I think it's Tyrion. And it's a really weird looking model because his armor is hollow. Like, you can see where the arms come out and the legs go down and stuff like that, but there's no body going into it. So it'll be interesting to see how they have that constructed so that it doesn't fall apart. But really cool looking models. I'm not inclined to be like, well, looks like I'm starting another faction again. But they're cool. I like them. I dig them. So Moving on into the realm of 40K. This is where the most excitement comes from. For starters, we are getting a new Gazkul Mag-Uruk Thraka model. Well, they did a little video that was kind of cheeky and stuff. Just like a little... They basically showed off a... The focal point was this goblin, Makari. Grot. So, but it was very obvious that they were... That it's Gazkul in the background and stuff with it. So, really, really excited to see, like, him in full glory. They kind of did a little teasery type video, kind of like they did with Abaddon, before he was fully revealed. So, but that's really cool. And then they showed off, and this is the big thing that I'm most excited about. They showed off, the next Psychic Awakening. So, let me rephrase that. It's not the next Psychic Awakening book to be being released, but it's the next one that they've announced. So it's the 7th, actually. Engine War, which is a battle between Chaos Knights and Demons versus Imperial Knights and Adeptus Mechanicus. And the Admech are getting new models. So we're getting even more new shit. We got the Archaeocopter on the way, which is going to be in here as well. But they also showed off these Cerberus Sulphur Hounds and Cerberus Raiders. They're basically they're Skitarii Rangers and Vanguard, but riding on the backs of giant they're kind of like horses essentially, but they're actually robo dogs that have flamethrowers for faces. We're going to be riding into battle old school cavalry style on mechanical war horse dog things that breathe fucking fire. So that's really fucking cool. And then they have the Taraxi, which is going to look great with the Archaeocopter. They're basically like Rust Stalkers and Infiltrators. They're Sicarians. But they're winged. And they have wings kind of like the Archaeocopters and stuff. So they show off three models here. One has like a flamethrower of some sort, as well as like clawed feet and stuff, which is cool. The other two, they showed off one that looks like it's probably like a champion sergeant type character, Fleshette Blaster with Taser Goad. But the other guy with him is armed with a new unfamiliar weapon. Looking at it though, I'm going to guess it's like a Fleshette rifle of some sort, as well as it looks like he's got a bunch of like stick bombs, strapped to him. So it'll be interesting to see what they, end up doing with these. I'm going to guess that these models are going to be less about getting into close combat and more about harassing an enemy, you know, being able to bounce around the battlefield more quickly and just picking off targets. So, but more Admech goodies. This year has been good to the Admech, or this past year in total, I should say, rather, between the Scorpius platform being released, and then them revealing the Archaeocopter, now revealing these Cerberus Sulphur Hounds and Cerberus Raiders and the Taraxi. So this far and above is what I'm most excited for. So now looking at the models here, that's actually kind of interesting. So the Cerberus Sulphur Hounds are more dogs, and they're the ones with the flamethrower faces, and they're being ridden by what look like Vanguard. It looks like they've got a shit ton of like phosphor weapons. These kind of remind me of like the Outriders in the Empire from Warhammer Fantasy. So they got a lot of phosphor weapons though. So there's one guy who's got like your phosphor blaster, phosphor pistol type thing, with an arc maul. So once again, probably a champion. There's another guy who's like got dual fit, he's, you know, going all guns akimbo with some sort of phosphor pistols as well, but it looks different from the one the champion has. And then there's a guy with what looks like some sort of phosphor rifle. So but then the Rangers, those guys, theirs are more like just regular old horses, so the heads are replaced with more like skull horse looking things. So there are both robo dogs and robo horses. The Rangers look like they're probably armed with galvanic rifles, or something similar to a galvanic rifle. It does look a little different, but I suspect it's going to be pretty similar overall. With the champion, though, that they show having some sort of hard projectile pistol instead. So curious what that pistol's going to be like. But overall, I'm mega fucking stoked for everything that they showed off at the LVO. For the most part, I think all of it's pretty impressive. Once again, the Angels of Death thing was a little lackluster in my opinion, but as a whole, it was pretty cool. So just the whole LVO preview was really awesome. So, but yeah, so that's all the new goodies that they showed off. I really don't want to have to wait for the 7th book to come out. I mean, at the current rate, we're usually getting, a new Psychic Awakening once a month. Ritual of the Damned will be out tomorrow. So then we'll be, and that's the 4th book? Yes, I'm pretty sure it's the 4th book. Hitting wrong buttons. I'm trying to look up specifically. Psychic Awakening series. Trying to figure out what order we're on here. Here we go. Ritual of the Damned is the 4th one. It's supposed to be followed by The Greater Good, then Saga of the Beast, and then Engine War. So, yeah. I'm kind of surprised that Engine War didn't go with, Admech versus Necrons. I kind of get with it being Engine War specifically. There's going to be a major focus on Knights versus Chaos Knights action. But still, I just thought it was a little odd, in my opinion. So, but yeah, that's all the good new goodies. So, like I said, bit shorter episode, but between having to delay everything and then having the LVO preview, I just kind of wanted to make sure that got covered this week. And then I will go ahead and do all of the new stuff next week, the other coverage I was talking about. So yeah, I think we're going to call that a call. As always, thank you guys for listening. I greatly appreciate it. And if you guys get a chance, please review this podcast wherever you listen to it. The better the score, obviously the better. But be honest and stuff. If you have a problem or whatever else, you can hit me up on Facebook and let me know what you think. And, I'm willing to take constructive criticism to heart. You can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/theRegimentalVoxPodcast. Follow me on Twitter @RegimentalVox. And of course, you can go to patreon.com/theRegimentalVox and, donate. Every little bit helps to try and get this podcast off the ground even further. And last but not least, of course, you can hit me and my brother up, Danger Close Painting Studio, on Facebook if you are in need of any commission work done. So we do stuff. Good, pretty good tabletop quality on the cheap. So if you're looking for something, we'll try to figure something out for you. So, but thank you guys for listening. I will catch you all in the next episode. This is Caleb Meyer signing out for the evening. Have a wonderful week, everyone.